This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other militants in connection with the October 7th rampage in Israel.
For financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Tuesday the charges are, quote, just one part of our effort to target every aspect of Hamas's operations, and he said the actions would not be the last. Israelis are continuing to deal with their emotions following the return of the dead bodies of six of the hostages taken on October 7th last year. VOA's Flashpoint spoke with Linda Gradstein on Tuesday for a sense of the mood on the ground in Jerusalem.
Well, I think the mood is a combination of sadness and anger. The sadness is because there was they were killed apparently just 48 hours or so before the Israeli soldiers got to them. And anger because there's a sense that they could have been rescued alive if Israel had agreed to a ceasefire deal. And the anger is coming really at the prime minister, at Benjamin Netanyahu. And on Sunday night, for example, there were 500,000 people in the streets.
Hear more on VOA's Flashpoint. Hundreds of protesters did gather in central Tel Aviv for a third consecutive night, calling on the government to reach a ceasefire deal that would bring home the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Tuesday's protest took place a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated his insistence Israel retain control of Gaza's border with Egypt. Hamas has demanded a full Israeli withdrawal as part of any deal.